This doctor, this is dictating. Dictating on Dennis Quigley. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, D as in David. Quigley, Q-U-I-G-L-E-Y, Quigley. Q-U-I-G-L-E-Y, date of birth is 7-18-53, date of visit is 4-13-23. Please make a copy for Tamika Robertson, APRN. Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, Tamika. Tamika is T-A-M-I-K-A. Tamika Robertson, APRN. Next paragraph, dear Tamika, thank you for sending Dennis Quigley for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of prison illness. This is a 69-year-old male who has a history of loud snoring as observed by his spouse. Also has had apneic episodes and has not had any polysomnographic study done. The patient, however, did order a dental device to prevent snoring, and apparently it has helped him to reduce his snoring. And he has had no daytime sleepiness. The patient is not overweight and denies any headaches, but has a history of hypertension. He has no reflux symptoms and denies any leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history for asthma, but not on any specific meds. He has a history for septoplasty and a history for ankle surgery of both ankles following trauma. He had bunionectomies done in the right and the left, and had fusion of the right great toe following a fracture. He had prosthetic hypertrophy with laser surgery. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Occasional alcohol use. Is presently retired and was a funeral director. Next, family history. Mother died of strokes and had cancer of the ovary. Father died of heart attack and renal failure. Next paragraph, med list included gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily, and montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Tramadol, PRN. Next, system review. The patient has apneic episode and snoring. Denies shortness of breath, but has some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, has no heartburn. Denies urinary symptoms, flank pains. He has no cataracts or glaucoma, and denies back stools or diarrhea, There's no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. He has some joint pain, some muscle stiffness, denies headache, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam, this averagely built middle-aged white male. Elderly white male. No acute distress, there's no pyloricitis, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 130 by 80. Pulse is 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 148, saturation 98. HEND are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Can you please DC the chronic bronchitis? Number 2 is asthma. And number 3 is history of hypertension. Number 4 is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate his asthma and get a CBC and an IgE level. And he'll be sent for a CT chest without contrast to rule out any lung nodules. He will use Ventolin 2 puffs QID PRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tamika Robertson, Robertson, Tamika. Dr. D'Souza. Tamika Robertson, APRN. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.